This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
And a good morning to you. The time right now is 8:12. Temperature outside at 78 degrees. Our guest today is Dr. Rishi Saxena from here in Murfreesboro. He has his own office here in town. Dr. Saxena, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
So what kind of new equipment do you have? You always have the highest in technology.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. What we had in the past, as you are aware of, in 2006, we bought the first 64-slice CT scanner outpatient in the state of Tennessee. And at that time, you know, I was worried people having heart attack and have difficulty identifying the plaque so they could do something to prevent heart attack from happening.
Sure.
Over the years, technology have evolved. The CT scanners have gotten faster. And for better images, less radiation, I decided to go the next step, which is rather than having one scanner, it has two scanners in one scan. So that way it could go twice faster and get twice more clearer things without, and also reducing the radiation by very selective in picking up the various cardiac phases of the cycle. So that way we could find the plaque with less radiation and take some early steps to prevent heart attack from happening. And this is like one of the only three scanners in the state of Tennessee which we have in Murfreesboro, and I think only outpatient scanner in the state of Tennessee, which I have.
Awesome.
And it is better than a scanner in St. Thomas Hospital and Vanderbilt, for that matter.
Technology is amazing.
Correct.
Our number is 893-1450. If you have a medical question for Dr. Saxena, feel free to call in. That's 893-1450. So what are some of the concerns this time of year for adults?
You know, there are a lot of people have atypical symptoms. Sometimes they don't feel chest discomfort. It's just nausea or some left arm pain and shortness of breath, and they kind of just ignore it. And many times, if they keep ignoring, they wake up dead. You know, they sleep in the night thinking that they'll be okay in the morning. But in the morning you go, they're not talking, doing anything. So you realize about as much as 15% of patients, the first manifestation of blockage is just sudden death.
Wow.
And then some people have a massive heart attack. And as much as 5 to 10% of people die during. So I think this is one of the most important thing in the life. If there's no life, there's nothing else matter.
Right.
So, total number of death happening in U.S. is about 400,000 to 600,000 per year because of sudden cardiac death or heart attack. So, our aim as a medical society is try to prevent that from happening. So first thing is to identify the plaque which ruptures and causes heart attack very early. And I have the latest technology in the state of Tennessee to find that out. One, very less expensive. We could do a calcium score as low as $100. Second, it doesn't give you much radiation. And third, we could find early so we could take some action and prevent death or heart attack from happening.
Let's take a phone call. Our number is 893-1450. Good morning. Do you have a medical question for Dr. Saxena?
No, my question is, does insurance cover the screening?
The screening part is so low, some of the insurance do cover, but since it's very new technology and, the basic aim of insurance is to avoid for paying new things as long as they could delay it. So that's why we had made cost least expensive only $100, which sometimes is co-pay for the testing and all that, So we are able to provide this test at the cost of a small copay so that you could find the blockage and do something for your blockage and prevent heart attack from happening. But to answer your question, only very few insurance cover since it's a new technology.
Excuse me. I'm curious, what types of treatments do you have available? Is it always surgery or is it medicine as well?
It depends on the degree of the blockage you have. If the blockage is very severe and is more than two arteries, then you could go ahead and go for balloon or surgery. But if blockage is like less than 70%, if 30% or 40 or 50%, you could take action in terms of eating right. Then you could take some medicine like statins, like Lipitor, etc., to prevent, cut down the progression of the plaque. And thirdly, you could do some exercise and cut down the stress in your life and eat right, at least. So eat right, exercise, taking some medicine, you cut down your chances of future heart attack by knowing that you have plaque, so you could be aggressive about it.
And is the only way to know that you have plaque is by doing the 64-slice CT scan?
I think this is the least invasive way. I mean, you know, you could do the heart catheterization, which involves putting a catheter in your groin, laying down for 6 hours, taking risk of 1 in 1,000 of heart attack death happening. But this way, you know, you could just do the test for 5-10 minutes and find out and walk out of there. You don't need to lay down for 6 hours. You do not need to take a week off from your work.
Our number is, again, 893-1450. If you have a medical question for Dr. Saxena, feel free to call in. Again, it's 893-1450. I'm curious, what age group do you typically see at your office?
Most of the patients we have are, you know, 40 or above, actually. But with smoking so much rampant in our society and obesity so much rampant, we have seen plaque as early as like 25, 30-year-old.
Wow.
So you know, people who are have a risk factor, like they are smoking or they have a family history, they need to come early. Otherwise, after 40, I think it will be good if they have any risk factor like high cholesterol or family history, to get this checked out. In, you know, I mean, $100 we spend on plumber or, you know, anybody. So I think it's worth making sure you don't have any plaque so you could take some action to prevent heart attack from happening, because there's nothing more important than having life down the road.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously this is a test that, or not a test, but an exam that a lot of us need to have.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I feel like most of the people with any kind of risk factor need to come in and get it checked out and get quick answer and modify their lives so they, you know, they could support their family and so on.
What are some of the risk factors?
The risk factor for blockage, one important one is if you have a family history of heart disease, somebody died in your family because of heart attack under age 55, or you have high cholesterol, or you have history of smoking, you have high blood pressure, you have blockage in the leg, you have early stroke. These are all risk factor which does increase your risk of plaque buildup in your arteries. So you need to be checked out right away.
That sounds good. And how often do you have to actually have surgery? I mean, is there a percentage of how many patients actually end up having to have surgery?
I would say very few. I mean, I think less than 10%. I mean, majority of times we could intervene early and prevent blockage to get worse, or do medical therapy, or sometimes even deal with the balloon or stent. So very few goes to surgery. I think we could find most of the times things earlier and could do without surgery.
If surgery is needed, who does the surgery and where does it take place?
Surgery is done mostly in the hospital in Nashville. And what they do is they put a bypass which, like you have a roadblock, there's a bypass created from before to after. And that's what they use, the leg veins, sometimes the arteries, to bypass the blockage so blood keep flowing.
Okay.
And it's done in, you know, hospitals in Nashville like Vanderbilt, St. Thomas, or Baptist Hospital, or Centennial Hospital.
How many days do people usually have to stay in the hospital for reducing a blockage? Or
you mean the bypass surgery?
For the bypass, yeah.
Yeah.
How many days are we looking at?
I think it varies depending on the condition from 3 to 5 days. But in the past, it was much longer, actually. But the modern science think time has reduced, actually.
Wow. So 3 to 5 days, whereas in the past, how long would it be in the past?
I would say more than 1 week. So it used to take much longer. And now, with exercise and making an adjustment, you could do most of the routine activity after a couple of weeks or so.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Dr. Saxena is our guest today. You're listening to WGNS. The time right now is 8:21. We're going to take a short break, but we will be right back to take your call at 893-1450.
The brand new Ford Taurus SHO is awaiting your family at Ford of Murfreesboro. SHO stands for Super High Output, and this isn't your typical family car. The Ford Taurus Show packs a punch with 365 horsepower. The Ford Taurus Show, V8 power with V6-like fuel efficiency. And ask about their 0% financing for up to 60 months. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro today on Broad at the Northfield intersection. You can visit them 24/7 online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. Colored gemstones express your personality with color. Our gemstones are all natural, not man-made. From blue sapphire, vibrant ruby, green amethyst, orange citrine, to black onyx, excite your mood and your wardrobe with a collection of colored stone jewelry from Bell Jewelers.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
HGTV, the leader in home design and know-how, has joined Shaw Floors, the leader in flooring and city tile and floor covering, the largest flooring retailer in our area, to bring you HGTV Home Flooring by Shaw Collection. Doug Young with City Tile.
Come to City Tile and see the new selections of the HGTV products exclusively at City Tile.
Your HGTV Home Flooring by Shaw authorized retailer. Visit citytile.net. City Tile and Floor Covering.
And a good morning to you. The time right now is 8:23. Temperature outside now at 79 degrees, so it is going up. It's going to be another hot one today indeed. We've got Dr. Sexina on the air with us this morning, and he is a heart doctor taking your questions at 893-1450. I'm curious, what are some of the things we can do to prevent heart disease and things like that?
I think it's a matter of adopting good habit, like not smoking, not doing drugs. Second, having a good diet, avoiding fried food and red meat, being more vegetarian and so on, or lean chicken and fish and so on, mm-hmm. and exercising 30 minutes at least a day or more. So reducing weight, exercising, eating good diet, and cutting stress, all of them contribute to good heart, healthy life down the road.
How big of a role does stress play in heart-related illnesses?
It plays a big role, likely, particularly when you are stressed out, your lipids increase in the body, and second, arteries constrict, and blood pressure goes up, and the plaque could rupture. So it does play a great role, so you need to minimize stress if possible, likely, to cut down your chances of plaque rupture and sudden cardiac death.
What are some of the other things we can do? You said avoid red meats.
Yes.
And how bad for you is like a big steak?
I think it's it's troubling. I mean, it raises your cholesterol, and there's a saying, first you kill them and then they kill you by causing heart attack. So I think you need to minimize, one still have to live the life, so once in a moon is good, but on the other side you need to minimize so that you lower your cholesterol and lower your chances of heart attack.
Sounds good. What are some of the other things we can do?
Exercising is good, actually, maintaining ideal weight by exercising and eating right amount of proportion of food, and cutting on fried food, eating more green leafy vegetable, is all good for the heart. And then if you have high blood pressure, you need to cut down your salt intake. That would help lower your blood pressure. And then walking, and other thing you could do is Just check out your history, and if the cholesterol is up, you could take some medicine to cut down your cholesterol and prevent your chances of heart attack down the road.
How well does medicine work for preventing heart attacks as far as cholesterol goes? High cholesterol?
These medicines are effective. They reduce your chances by about 20%, but nothing is foolproof. I mean, you need to do everything possible. And once you have blockage, naturally, you are high risk. So even if your cholesterol is normal, you need to lower further. Just to give you an example, somebody has total cholesterol of even less than 200. They did a study in Johns Hopkins. As much as one-third of the patients who have normal cholesterol end up having blockage or heart attack. So, that normal is not good enough for you. You need to further lower red meat in your diet, you need to take some medicine, and still, you reduce your chances by 20 to 30%. So again, I mean, you need to try based on your risk profile and do the best you could do to minimize your risk by doing all the things.
Again, our phone number is 893-1450. Let's go ahead and take another call. Good morning. Have you got a question for Dr. Saxena?
Yes. Does this test show up calcification in the aorta?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling once again. It does show up calcification in the aorta and the coronary arteries. So you could know how much is the calcified plaque in your arteries and aorta. So that way you know actually whether the plaque is forming in your arteries, and higher the calcium plaque in your arteries and aorta, higher the chances of bad things happening down the road.
Okay, and what did I understand you to say is the total cost of this test?
$100. I mean, normally people charge as much as $300 or $400, but just to make it more affordable for people of Rutherford County, we have lowered it to the basic minimum, actually, which is $100.
Is that the 64 slice?
This is even better than 64 slice. This has two heads of camera, so it goes much quicker even than 64 slice. And so there's two 64 slices coming from the two end, and it does give better and clearer picture.
Okay, I had thought that the 64 slice was something like $1,000.
No, those are basically when we have to do a full investigation, which involve injecting dye in the arteries, monitoring you for 2-3 hours, and lowering with the IV medication. But if you want to just know whether there's a plaque or not without dye, we have simplified the test to about $100.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Our number again, 893-1450. We're about to pause for the news here. Again, 893-1450. Give us a call and we'll get you on the air after the news break. Right now the time is 829. Our guest today is Dr. Saxena. And tell us where you're located.
We are located on 1127 Dow Street, and very convenient. It's very close to the old hospital. And if you are going towards university on East Clark Boulevard, you could take a right on Dow Street, and our office is at the end of the Dow Street on the right side, two-story building. And our telephone number is 896-4800. And even no appointment needed for this. You could just, between hours of 8 and even as later at like 7, 8 o'clock, you come in and we could go ahead get you taken care of. As long as after 5 o'clock, I think it's better if we know it. Wednesday are our extended hours, so you let us know and we'll take care of you quickly.
Sounds great. Dr. Saxena, our guest today, we're going to pause for the news. Then after that, we will be right back. Our number is 893-1450. This is WGNS.
Tennessee Radio Network News, I'm Kristen Thoburn. Students attending the University of Tennessee will be paying more for school in the fall. The UT Board of Trustees has approved tuition hikes that range from 8% at the Knoxville campus to 3.5% at the university's College of Law. UT President Joe DiPietro says nobody wants tuition hikes, but there is little alternative. The TVA can continue to cut down trees for now.
A federal judge has denied a request by homeowners to stop the Tennessee Valley Authority from cutting trees while a lawsuit continues. The lawsuit was filed in April to try to stop the TVA from enforcing a plan to clear 159,000 miles in 7 states. For now, homeowners with trees in the path of the TVA's right-of-way remain at risk.
TRN's Chris Davis. The cause of Tuesday night's explosion at the Gaylord Opryland Hotel is now up for debate. Police officials originally said the blast was caused by natural gas seeping into a steam line, but an inspector for Piedmont Gas says he found no leaks and the original cause is pure speculation. An estimated $750,000 in damage was done by the explosion. Efforts to reduce fatalities on the water.
State boarding officers will saturate high traffic areas through Sunday as part of a national safety initiative. The TWRA is participating in Operation Dry Water, which is designed to reduce alcohol and drug-related accidents and fatalities.
TRN's Dan Idem.
My grandson always tells me I worry about him too much. Well, I was worried sick when he came home from Afghanistan. He came back wounded. It wasn't a wound you could see. It was post-traumatic stress disorder. My T felt like he didn't fit in anywhere. Then I heard about Wounded Warrior Project. I don't know what they do there, but my T is smiling again.
Many of our warriors return from the battlefield with post-traumatic stress disorder. Help support them at woundedwarriorproject.org.
The 9/11 memorial is for the 343 firefighters who didn't make it.
For my husband who died that day.
And the first responders who saved my life.
Because the best of humanity can overcome the worst hate.
This is Robert De Niro. This year, as we open the 9/11 memorial in New York City, we ask that you join us to honor, remember, and reunite. To learn more or to reserve your visit, go to 911memorial.org.
Brought to you by the 9/11 Memorial and the Ad Council.
A Hamilton County woman has been awarded $9.25 million in damages after she was injured by a drunk driver in 2008. Jessica Vault says she doesn't think she'll ever see a penny of the damages, but wanted the verdict to serve as a warning against drinking and driving. A small fire has done little damage to the Delta Queen riverboat docked in Chattanooga. No one was hurt, and the little blaze was doused very quickly. About 100 patrons had to be evacuated as a precaution. The fire's cause is being investigated. I'm Kristen Thoburn, Tennessee Radio Network News.
The Good Neighbor Network is on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11, and WGNSradio.com. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
It is 8:33 right now. You're tuned to WGNS, and our guest today is Dr. Rishi Saxena. Our phone number, if you have a medical question for him, is 893-1450. Let's go ahead and take a call. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Yes, I'd like to know, does he think that somebody that's using or used anabolic steroids, and has that been linked to heart disease? Because there's been many people that have used them heavily, young men like in their 20s and 30s, and they've had heart disease comparable to an older individual, a middle-aged man. And I was wondering, does he think there is a link between the anabolic steroid use and premature heart disease? Now hang up and listen. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling once again. Actually, sometimes the steroid could cause muscle weakness, including some of the cases of cardiomyopathy. Actually, not very common, but could happen. And also, there could be some progression in the degree of atherosclerosis, which is plaque deposition. Actually, so if you have taken some medication, actually, I think it'd be good to get a 2D echo to look at your heart muscle. Also look for any kind of high blood pressure in your pulmonary circuit and the plaque. So those would be three things to check out, actually, if you've used any drugs, including steroids, in the past.
Sounds good. What other types of medications could induce problems with the heart if you took them over the years, maybe illegally even?
Sure. I think cocaine is one of the biggest culprit. It causes progression in atherosclerosis as well as coronary artery spasm. So you could have early heart attack and even life-threatening arrhythmia causing death, people who consume cocaine. Nicotine is one of the biggest culprits, actually. And there are other drugs which could cause progression of fat deposition of plaque, actually, some of the cancer drugs. And cyclosporines and so on, and drugs which are taken by transplant people, basically they could increase your chances of heart attack by worsening the fat deposition or plaque deposition in your arteries, basically. So if there's any concern of taking medical drugs or cocaine or smoking, you better check out what's going on with your heart rather than ignoring it for too long.
What about how high alcohol intake? How big of a role does that play in heart problems?
Alcohol is a small amount. I mean, it does raise your good cholesterol, particularly the like red wine and so on. But if you take a higher amount, basically it could make your heart muscle weak, at least. So you could get congestive heart failure. If your heart is not pumping, you get shortness of breath, then your leg gets swollen up. It does damage your liver, as you know, actually. And other thing is, by dilation of the heart, you could affect your heart valve functioning, actually. So the muscle weakness and some cardiac arrhythmia like atrial fibrillation could happen in the people with the history of alcohol abuse. I think a small amount of red wine, like, half ounce, etc., is okay for raising your good cholesterol, but it's very difficult to control. I mean, once you start on a wrong path, you could kind of head into abuse, actually. So, you know, if you do not drink, my advice would be please do not drink down the road, actually. But if you just have a small wine after dinner or so on, it's okay.
Let's take another phone call. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I take 2 or 3 aspirin a day for my normal aches and pains and whatnot, and I've heard that taking aspirin helps out with your heart and whatnot. And then I've also heard if you had a heart attack, while you're having a heart attack or right after, if you'll chew up an aspirin or something like that, that'll help out. And I was just wondering if you could tell me anything about that, and I'll hang up and listen. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thank you again for calling, sir. You know, in early times, I would say like 40s, 50s, that is 50 years ago, people did not know the aspirin does do good or not. So they've seen patients who had taken aspirin for aches and pains for a long period of time. I mean, you know, this was just an observational study, had less heart attack. So then they decided, you know, let's try it and see what happens. So aspirin does cut down your risk of heart attack and death happening. So if you could take a baby aspirin, you know, if you have a plaque or if you have a history, family history of heart attack, and they find any plaque buildup, I think it's really good to take as low dose as like 81 milligram of baby aspirin to as much as 160 milligram, and it does cut down your risk of heart attack down the road. Second thing is, if you're having a heart attack or stroke, you take aspirin right there and then. It cut down your chances of sudden death and worsening of heart attack as much as 30 to 50%. So it's effective both, the one in preventing blood clotting by inhibiting the platelets, and also if you have just plaque, future heart attack. Actually. So I think it both ways, actually. One, to prevent it from happening down the road or cutting down your chances, and second, when you have a heart attack, cutting down your chances of death. Actually. So it's beneficial both ways.
What is the percentage of adults who survive a heart attack? How many survive?
As I said earlier, people who have heart attack, as much as 5 to 10% die during first heart attack. So the, you know, 80 to 90% do survive to see another day. So they need to learn a lesson. I mean, you know, if you have already damaged your heart muscle during heart attack, what you want to do is your future risk is very high. So you take medicine like aspirin and you cut down your cholesterol, you take medication to lower your cholesterol, do exercise, cut down your stress. All of them help to cut down your chances of future heart attack.
Just because you have a heart attack, does that mean that you're going to have bypass surgery?
Not really. I mean, you know, you could have, as I was telling earlier, people who have cocaine get a spasm of the arteries. So, you know, after the spasm is gone, damage has happened. We look at the coronary arteries by cardiac catheterization or by 64 slice or neuro scanner, and if there's no blockage, there's no need for bypass.
Well, that sounds reassuring, I guess.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think when you have a heart attack, God is warning you, you know, you do something so that you don't end up dying or having a major damage to your heart muscle.
It seems like in the news lately, we've heard a lot about people abusing OxyContin and hydrocodone. How dangerous are those for the heart?
I think, you know, most of the bad drugs go together. I mean, people who are on pain medicine, and I've seen in my practice, they are doing other things like smoking. And second, I mean, by taking these narcotics, they're not doing much activity. They're not doing exercise. They're eating whatever they want to. So it's a combination of drugs. It's very difficult to say this thing caused it. But these people have a bunch of things together. Low activity, not eating right, and sometimes smoking. So it's a combination of factors which does increase your chances of heart attack down the road.
As far as exercise goes, would taking a daily walk of about 30 minutes count for exercise?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, if you are really active and could get your heart rate by 85% of the best heart rate you could get with the exercise, would really help. But just walk in 30 minutes or whenever you're doing anything, just keeping your muscle active would help to lower your weight, affect your cholesterol, and even reduce your stress.
Our number again is 893-1450. Dr. Saxena is our guest today, and he is answering medical questions for you this morning. Again, 893-1450 is the number. Tell us one more time where you're located for listeners who didn't hear earlier.
Okay, we are located on 1127 Dow Street, and you could reach us two or three ways. I mean, you know, if people are coming to Highland Avenue where the old hospital is, they keep driving and take a right on Highland Terrace and another right on Dow Street. Our office is two-story building there. Or if you're going towards university on East Clark from Memorial, you take a right on Dow Street after the Highland. And it dead ends, and there's a two-story building in there. And they could call our phone number. We'll be glad to give direction, 896-4800. Once again, that number is 896-4800. And we have extended hours on some days. But it's just walk-in. You don't need any referral and, you know, pretty low fees and even low radiation. So, I mean, you know, I think this is the best opportunity people in Murfreesboro and surrounding counties could have to find out if they have any plaque or not.
After somebody does one of these scans, where do the results go? Do you read over them or do you pass them on to another doctor? How does that work?
You know, before they leave, actually, after they get scan done in about 5 minutes, I sit down and go over, you know, if they have a plaque or not, if they have a plaque, what they need to do. And if they need to set up an appointment with us, we could, you know, basically go over the things they could do to cut down their risk of heart attack and death from happening. So it's pretty good deal. I mean, you know, you cannot get important thing in your life done with such a little money.
Yeah. Well, today's show is brought to you in part by Bonide Products. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Bonide's Sedge Ender. Bonide's Sedge Ender is the ultimate systematic nut sedge, grassy, and broadleaf weed killer. It kills and prevents most weeds right down to the roots with just one application. Sedge Ender won't harm lawn grasses either. It can be applied from early spring to late fall. Sedge Ender is available at in a PT concentrate formula that will cover up to 8,700 square feet. Again, it's in a concentrate formula. So don't wait. Pick up some Bonide Sedge Ender today and rid your lawn of nut sedge this weekend. Sedge Ender is available at the local Farmers Co-op here in town on Middle Tennessee Boulevard. Stop by Farmers Co-op today and pick up Sedge Ender from Bonide. The time is 8:43. We're going to take a short break, but we will be right back.
You get all the extras without paying extra at Demas Restaurant.
Every entree we have comes with a choice of a side dish and a soup or salad and bread. It's a complete meal for the one price.
Jim Demas at Demas Restaurant.
Consistency is one of the key ingredients that we have. We've got comment cards on each table. We address those issues right away.
Eat with a family who truly appreciate your business. Demas Restaurant.
This is Dave Kivanimi inviting you to come over to Music World and Drummer's Den. We've got some great new drum kits in stock from Ludwig and Gretsch, which are two of the great American drum companies that date back into the 1800s. Here at Music World and Drummer's Den, we've got a great line of accessories, guitar amps, Black Star amps, Marshall and Vox, complete line of accessories, PA, equipment rentals. This is Dave Kivanimi inviting you to come over to Music World and Drummer's Den, South Church Street, across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Over the years, I've encouraged you to save at Bell Furniture. Many of you have called me and said, you're right. They do have first quality name brand furniture at about half the price you pay at other stores. They have the comfortable Catnapper recliner. This has both the heat and massage unit. Regular $899, but just $599 at Bell Furniture. Save with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
It is 8:46 right now. You're tuned to WGNS. Temperature outside now at 81 degrees, so it is warming up quite a bit. Our guest today is Dr. Saxena, and he is a local heart doctor here in town. I'm curious, what about your background? Where did you go to school?
I did my medical school in India. But after that, I came over in 1985 after doing some postgraduate training from one of the top three institutions in the country. And then I went through 7 more years of training. I mean, 3 years of internal medicine, 3 years in cardiology at Medical College of Georgia. and 1 year of balloon and stenting training at Medical College of Wisconsin. And then I had board certification in multiple subspecialty of cardiology, and I feel like I'm the most certified and trained cardiologist in Middle Tennessee. And regarding CT, I had training in Harvard Medical School at one of the best hospitals in the country where they started doing this thing, and also was trained in Johns Hopkins Medical School for heart CT. And I'm only one in the Middle Tennessee who's board certified and have largest volume of doing these procedures in the state of Tennessee. So I think I'm the most qualified cardiologist in whole county in Middle Tennessee, actually, who have done such an enormous number and have expertise in it, actually. Better than any other cardiologist in Murfreesboro. I mean, I'm not boasting, but that's the fact, actually, that nobody else is doing it because they're not trained in it, actually.
How many years does it take to train in this?
It's an ongoing process, actually. You know, I had that in mind in even 2005 when this thing came on. And since then, I've been studying, taking board examination, going to various institutions. So over 5 years, I've gone to multiple conferences all across the globe and top institutions in the country, including Michigan and Minnesota, Harvard, and Johns Hopkins, to get trained.
How often do you do the CT scan yourself?
I've done CT scan, including coronary angiogram on myself. And I think it'll be good. I mean, yeah, I feel like I was waiting for it since the 90s. You know, if somebody could find out the blockage, which needs catheterization to find it, without putting a tube, without taking off from work, that'll be excellent technique. So I jumped on it when I realized the technology is there and it's being developed.
What about the radiation from these tests? Is it dangerous?
The radiation is kind of risk is there, so one has to be cautious about it. But if you have risk factor, I think it's good to know actually that risk of radiation is much less than risk of dying from the heart attack if you do not know it actually. So normally baseline we do carry risk of about 1 in 5 of dying from cancer actually. And taking this scan is like less than even 1/10 of a percentage increasing risk of cancer. Actually. So even going in air gives you background radiation. So there's danger in there if you take in multiple flights. And then your home, there could be multiple sources for radon or radiation. So I think there's a danger of radiation and risk of cancer, but it's very minimal based on background risk, which is already 1 in 5. Actually. So I think whenever you have risk factor, I mean, you have more risk of dying from heart attack rather than developing cancer down the road from 1 or 2 scan.
So radiation is not really a big concern right now.
It is a concern, but, your risk of having a heart attack is much major risk in compared to the radiation dose. Okay? And we do minimize. I mean, our scan does offer as low as 80% less radiation than many CT scanner in a state of Tennessee. Okay. So you reduce it by 1/4 of one. So basically you are cutting down your risk from 100% to 20% okay, by doing something. And calcium score is very low risk radiation procedure. Okay.
Besides the heart, are you able to see different parts of the body and examine those whenever you do a CT scan?
We could do head-to-toe scan in few seconds. Actually. This thing is so fast, even faster than some of the rocket. Actually. So it could tell you from circulation in your brain to circulation in your carotid arteries where you could have a plaque disruption and a stroke. You could check out your lung for any kind of lung cancer or tumor. You could check out for aneurysm in the aorta. You could find out blockage in kidney arteries which could cause you hypertension. And you could find kidney stone, cancer in the pancreas or liver, and you could do circulation in the leg. So you could do head to toe. I mean, if you have any history of these things, rather than doing whole body scan, you want to localize in that part. Okay.
Right. That sounds good. Our guest again, Dr. Rishi Saxena, and he is a board certified cardiologist here in town. With years of experience.
Yeah, not only board certified in cardiology, I'm board certified in heart CT, actually, which is one of the unique, there are very few people who are board certified in heart CT. And I decided to go ahead, take the exam, and be expert at level 3 in training people with the cardiac CT. So I feel like I've got one of the best qualification and experience in the state of Tennessee in this regard.
How often do patients come back to you and thank you for saving their life because of what you found in the CT scan?
It has happened many times. I mean, not only the blockage. I mean, we have found lung cancer. We have found tumor in the liver and thyroid problem and so on. So we have helped our people, actually, with the incidental detection of really serious problem. I mean, in fact, there's one patient we find out liver cancer. I mean, he was not aware of it, actually. So by checking heart, incidentally, we have found so many other things which have helped out the patient a lot.
Let's take another phone call. Our number is 893-1450. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Yes. What time is Shop and Swap?
Shop and Swap is 7:50 to 8:10 each Monday through Friday morning. Wasn't a medical question, was it?
No. Sure. That's okay.
So what are some of the other things we can do to prevent heart disease and heart attacks from happening? I know you said exercise and watching what we eat, but are there other things we can do?
I think, the combination of things, as I elucidated earlier, reducing stress, exercising, eating right, getting your cholesterol checked if it's high, lowering it by the medication or by eating right, and watching, what is your family history and be more aggressive about it, if you are high risk. And next thing is to check out, find out what's going on. And then, see your doctor or myself and lower your risks to cut down chances of this thing from happening down the road.
Are there any vitamins or any natural things that we can take to help prevent heart attacks and heart problems?
There are some vitamins like niacin, which is one of the B complex group of vitamins, which does raise your good cholesterol and does lower your risk of the heart attack. Other vitamins, I mean, they do boost general health, like vitamin C, etc. And so I think if you have a balanced diet, you don't need to take any additional vitamin. But niacin is one of the component of vitamin which could help you to boost good cholesterol and cut down your risk of heart attack.
Our guest today has been Dr. Rishi Saxena. Again, tell us where you're located. That way everybody can know.
We are located on 1127 Dow Street, which is close to the old hospital and off the Dow Street from East Clark Boulevard if you're going towards the university. And our number is 896-4800. Once again, the number is 896-4800. And you don't need referral from your doctors. And, if you don't have even $100, we could make some payment arrangement. You could pay an installment. So I think it's good to find out what's going on with your heart and prevent heart attack and death from happening. That's what I'm dedicated to. So please make appointment and take care of your health.
And last call of the day, good morning. Thanks for calling. How are you? Well, there we go. That is the last call of the day.
Okay.
Dr. Saxena, we appreciate you joining us this morning.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
We've got local news coming your way next right here on WGNS.
People are concerned about the rising cost of funeral expenses today. This is Lenny Farmer, and I want to show you how, by pre-funding your funeral at Jennings & Ayers, we can guarantee that the funeral you pay for today will not cost you a dime more at your passing. People just like you are coming to Jennings & Ayers to prearrange their funerals because they realize funeral prepayment is one of those sure things that just makes good sense, financially and emotionally. Call us today at 893-2422 and let us show you how we can help you save.